This is today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Now today's message.
They believed the message that they could be freed from their sins, things they did in their lives that didn't bring them true fulfilling life. They had believed in Christ's atonement through the cross and his resurrection from the dead. This faith, then, in Christ Jesus was coupled with their love for each other. Really, this love appears to be twofold. For one, it is the love they have toward each other as a church body locally. That's the beautiful thing. When Christians come to accept the message of the gospel, it is like they are infused with a commonness that brings forth an automatic love for one another. It is almost as if there is an underlying trust that comes when one meets a new believer and can sense that the person is indeed genuine. It's not that it isn't chosen at times, it certainly has to be, but it's also true to note a second point, that the Colossians also had love for other churches in their area, like the believers in Laodicea.
Thanks, Daniel. You can listen to full messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.